random. Doesn't exist. Fear of marionette existence. All these puppets following their prescribed paths to their destined end. The fear from a limitless distrust of not only self, but of the idea that anyone could know what's best. I couldn't possibly plan a route for myself to ensure it was best. Not without safe states. But you expect me to believe this clockwork prison was put together by someone with not only my best interest in mind, but everyone's? Determinism is hell of this nature, but random is seemingly impossible to touch at this scale. And that seems to be mostly a good thing, when some truly random sequence of events is imagined then. Was imagined, then reality itself loses cohesion. Cause and effect no longer exist. Dropping an apple has as much chance to have the apple become a black hole as your arm detaching from your body instead, as you fall through the floor. Humans have to dig for random. It's not easily accessible. We cast bones, swirl tea leaves, listen to radio frequencies, create mathematical algorithms too vast to follow with our minds, etc. But at the core, none of these are truly random. There are ultimate causes to the effect. As we learned this, we have been forced deeper. The radioactive emissions of unstable atoms, the gold standard, seemingly unpredictable, following only a probability distribution as far as we know. One could probably harness a city in a similar way if they found the correct emission to read. If will can be said to exist, then, would it be in quantum behaviors like radioactive decays? Is there a hand, or many hands, which move these patterns? Fascination with the oracle. In esoteric computer jargon, an oracle is very little more than a random text generator. LLMs are the biggest, most expensive new hotness in this field and are not branded as oracles, likely because the people developing them wish to distance themselves from the occult nomenclature of yesterday. The devs of the 70s and 80s were much more honest in the names they gave their software sprites. A stochastic language model? That's an oracle. A long-lived service waiting on your beck and call to perform a task. That's a demon. They might have also called it a djinn. These days, we try to hide these facts of spirit summoning and spell casting from the masses through technobabble. Pseudo-sue. Cat dev random into mind.blob piped into bash redirecting output into mind.blog and errors to dev null. Free the spirits.